Riverkeeper and Citizens Campaign for the Environment are calling on the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to fully implement a law passed during the 2012 legislative session. Tracy Brown is a water quality advocate for Westchester-based Riverkeeper.
What the DEC has implemented for the phase one, what they're calling phase one implementation of sewage right to know, is not consistent with what the law is calling for.
Brown contends the Sewage Pollution Right to Know Act, signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo in August of 2012, calls for incident reporting of combined sewer overflows and reporting this information in an easily accessible way to the public.
That doesn't mean put up a blanket statement on the website that say they exist and where they are. It means tell the public when they open and when they discharge. And they're saying, well, we don't have the technology on all of these outfalls to really be able to say when they open and when they don't, which is true, but everybody knows that they're designed to open when it rains. When it rains and a lot of rainwater gets into these combined systems, they bypass. That's how they're designed.
She says an advisory should go out just to be cautious and stay in effect for 24 to 48 hours.
You say it rained, so we have reason to believe that there's sewage in the water. There's an advisory in effect now for these waterways.
A DEC spokeswoman says the first component of the law went into effect May 1st, by which publicly owned treatment works and sewer systems must notify DEC and the State Health Department of all raw or partially treated discharges within 2 hours of when they occur. The law requires DEC to provide general public notice only for discharges that may present a threat to public health, considering the potential for exposure and other relevant factors. Brown notes the Hudson River is majorly impacted, with combined sewer overflow systems in the Capital District communities of Albany, Cohoes, Green Island, Rensselaer, Troy, and Watervliet. There are also such systems in Hudson, Catskill, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, and Yonkers.
And Riverkeeper really thinks, and we've seen this in other parts of the country, that when someone's going out from their home to recreate and they turn on the radio station to get that environmental condition report, they want to hear, is there traffic between me and my swimming hole? Is there an ozone alert? Is there a smog alert? Is there a heat advisory? They should also get a water quality advisory in that same news chunk.
She hopes the act will be fully implemented by the 2014 swimming season. The DEC spokeswoman says a second component of the law requires publicly owned treatment works and sewer systems to notify the public directly when discharges occur. DEC is developing regulations and evaluating computerized notification systems for this portion of the law. She says one that looks promising is the NY Alert system. DEC plans to release the draft regulations this fall for public comment. Currently, information on discharges received from public wastewater systems is available on a DEC webpage. DEC also has a webpage for the location of combined sewer overflows. Riverkeepers Brown alleges the information presented is often not timely and lacks critical details such as the quantity of sewage that overflowed. The DEC spokeswoman says the agency will prepare an annual report of discharges, including the total number, the volume, and duration of such discharges and the remedial responses, if any. You may access these DEC links at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.